This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Parenting with passion.
About 6 months ago, my husband and I made the mistake of taking our then 3-year-old to see the movie Up. It seemed like a harmless enough film. But it wasn't long before we realised we'd made a big mistake. Wild dogs, fast-paced scenes, evil characters, all these things made the movie scary and overwhelming for our young daughter. Well, when is the right age to enjoy movies with your children, and how can you know in advance whether or not a film will be age-appropriate for your child? The Australian Council on Children and the Media has a service called Know Before You Go, which reviews films from a child's point of view. Elizabeth Hansley is the Vice President of the Australian Council on Children and the Media. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Morning, Katrina.
I guess as parents, you kind of think that if a film's rated G, then it's going to be okay for kids. But that's not always the case, is it?
Well, that's absolutely right. And one thing that I really hope parents listening will take from your story about your experience with your daughter is that seeing something at home in comfortable, familiar surroundings on a small screen is quite different from seeing it among strangers on a very large screen with very loud music in a large darkened room. So that's something to really think about when taking any child under 5 to the movies, and even maybe some children over 5. But the other thing is about the content of the movies, obviously. G is a very broad categorisation, and it doesn't pick up the needs of particular children or even the needs of particular age groups of children. And there might be some things in a G film that could upset or distress younger children. And they often have that as a consumer line even on G films, that they'll say, oh, it's G, but some scenes may distress younger viewers. So you really have to read the consumer advice and, if at all possible, have a look at our website where we've got the most incredibly detailed information about what's in the film and how our trained reviewers believe that children of different ages and stages will react to the film.
Can you give us any sort of, I guess, general principles for things that we should be considering that could be of concern for children who are under 5?
Well, certainly under 8, we can say, and that includes children under 5, most likely to be frightened by scary visual images such as monsters, physical transformations, the death of a parent or a child, abandoned or separated from parents, children or animals being hurt or threatened, and natural disasters. From 8 to 13, they're most likely to be frightened by realistic threats and dangers, violence or threat of violence, and stories in which children are hurt or threatened.
That's really interesting. I was really interested to hear that one in there, separation from parents or death of parents, because I remember even when my daughter was very young, it would often be, but where's the mummy? You know, if a child was crying alone in a TV show or a film, where's the mummy? Why is no one looking after her? And I guess for a child, that sort of eats away at the very essence of their sense of security, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you've got to remember that children don't, especially young children, don't necessarily know the difference between fantasy and reality, and they don't necessarily know that stuff that they're seeing up on the film, on the screen, didn't really happen.
Well, that's exactly right, and I've started to realise this. Just even last night, I was reading my daughter a story about Angelina Ballerina, and I made some comment that she was living in England, and my daughter said, can we go and see her if we go to England? And can we go and see Charlie and Lola?
Yeah, yeah.
And it really brought home the fact to me that even though we think it's obvious that Angelina Ballerina is a mouse that dances and that can't possibly be real.
And not only that, she's a cartoon.
Yeah, and a cartoon. Yeah. But to young children, they do have trouble making that distinction. And I guess if you watch something in a film and you think it's really happening, that does increase the degree of scariness.
Yeah. One of the lovely things about childhood, and I think it's a real shame if people say, oh, well, you just have to explain to them and you just have to wake them up to reality and so on, that, you know, there is a time in childhood when children maybe need to believe all that sort of stuff. They need to let their imagination run wild.
Mm. Can you give us an example, you know, say of a film that's at the movies now, and how your review would help parents to kind of dissect the content of that film?
Sure. Well, the one that's out at the moment that is G is Cats and Dogs 2, The Revenge of Kitty Galore. And our reviewer has recommended don't take any children under 5 to see it.
Okay.
And even up to 8, make sure that you see it too and are able to decode it with your child and talk it through because of the violence and scary scenes. And it's the violence and scary scenes in all of the movies that are on these school holidays that were of concern to our reviewers. The reviewers basically picked up on the themes of separation from a loved one, loneliness, isolation, revenge, quite a long list of violent acts in the film.
Mm.
And even though it's it's animatronics, there's still sort of, again, that feeling that children don't know the difference, and also children can be quite upset by threats to animals.
Mm.
You need to be really, really careful. You know, that we might look at it and think, oh, it's all just harmless fun, but children experience it quite differently, again, especially if they're in a large dark room with a large screen and very loud speakers.
Mm, and the other thing too, I think, with animals is that so much of kids' stories and films and shows are animals kind of taking on human characteristics, and so the animals kind of represent the kids, don't they?
Yeah.
And so they identify with the animal, I guess, which makes it even more powerful.
Yeah.
On the plus side, though, I guess movies can also be an opportunity to explore some positive themes, can't they? Does your do your reviews look at that as well?
Yes, they do. They always finish with a brief section on what is the message of the movie and what are the values in the movie that parents may wish to reinforce with their children. And in this particular case, they say helping one another, loyalty, courage. You know, just about any decent movie will have some sort of positive theme that you can take away. And it's useful to know that in advance so you can start priming the child for it, and then, you know, you're primed for it as well. So you can sort of point later to particular things that happen in the film to reinforce those messages with your child. Because, you know, you've got to remember that every experience that children have is an educational experience, and it's up to us to some extent to help it be a positive educational experience and not the other kind.
Yeah, that's really helpful. I was just wondering, and I know you're not a psychologist, so you may not be the right person to ask, but if you have made the mistake of taking a child to film it and it hasn't gone well, like in our situation, they weren't ready to cope with the experience, you know, are there ways that we can kind of help them to process what they've seen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it depends on the nature of the difficulty. If it's a very extreme one, then you might consider consulting a psychologist or a counsellor. But we do have a parent helpline. The Australian Council on Children and the Media has a helpline that you can ring up and get, again, child development-based advice and personalised advice to your situation. So we have trained child development people.
And do you have the number for that helpline,
I certainly have,
Elizabeth?
1-800
yeah.
700-357.
And also the website for the Know Before You Go movie reviews, so people can find those reviews before they take their kids to the movies.
Yeah, sure. It's youngmedia, all one word, .org.au.
Okay, youngmedia.org.au, and then click on Know Before You Go. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Elizabeth. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, Katrina.
Okay, it's Elizabeth Hansley, and she's the Vice President of the Australian Council on Children and the Media, and their website is youngmedia.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.